What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Mike the Don. Welcome back to the Reverse the Universe podcast. I got a guest today. Y'all might have seen him on MTV's Catfish, the TV show. It's Jesus Yebera here with me today.
What's up, guys?
What's going on, man?
Chilling.
That's what's up. So basically, I hit up Jesus after I actually watched the show. My girlfriend, she's a big fan of Catfish, the TV show. I'm not really into it like that, but she was like, oh, we want to watch something different. So we put it on. The first episode she goes to is your episode. So we start watching and stuff like that. And I'm like, yo, this is a real ass dude. Like, I feel bad for this guy. You know what I mean? Like, because it really hits the heart. I don't ever know how true the things are that go on in these TV shows, but it really hit me to heart. I was like, my man. Go ahead.
Oh, no. People say it's scripted, but it's not scripted, you know?
It was like real.
Everything you see there is real.
It's all real life. Like, who I know that season they were saying like the other people were contacting the show for the people who were getting catfished.
Okay. So somebody contacted the show. I guess it was that girl's supposedly best friend or whatever.
Yeah,
she's the one that contacted the show and texted saying she's not who she says she is, you know.
Oh, so she gave herself up right away.
Her friend.
Yeah, the other girl who was talking all that shit was the one. So that was legit because that's how the show started off.
Yeah.
Wow. So I mean, out of all this, so how long were you talking to that girl or the catfishy?
Me and that girl talked for about a year and a half.
Damn. And that whole time it was just basically some con artist.
Yeah, basically, like, it was fucking dumb.
Yeah, because even like I was talking to even my friends about the show and stuff, and like you were legit like pissed off about this whole thing.
I was pissed. And then like towards the end they made me go in there and talk to her, and I didn't want to.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want
to. I didn't want to, but they made me go in there and talk to her alone, and oh man, just it pissed me off, you know?
Yeah, because she was a real grimy looking girl too. Like you could tell.
I know, as soon as I saw her, like, dude, is she on drugs?
Yeah, she looked like it, but who the fuck knows? But like in that scenario, like, you know, you went through this whole thing, you know, Neve and, you know, the whole show helped you out to figure out who this girl was and everything like that.
Yeah.
Like, in the beginning, did you really have any, like, suspicion that it really wasn't real? Or did you really believe it the whole time?
At first, when I got the call, it was someone from, I guess, the production team called. And they're like, okay, someone contacted us from Catfish, and I was like, Catfish, like, what? Okay, blah, 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 whatever. I left it off, and then they called me again, and I was like, holy shit, this is real, and this is actually fucking real. And I was like, all right, you know, I guess I'll do it. Fuck it.
All right. But that's what I'm saying is, did you believe the girl was real, like, that whole time?
Well, yeah, of course, because, like, there was times where we did video chat, but like I couldn't really see like her whole face, just like the corner.
She did some mysterious ass shit on the camera.
Yeah.
And you really believe that though? Come on, son. Even I don't know, man. I saw the girl's picture.
I was stupid, you know.
You just wanted to believe that shit. That's what it was. No, I feel you, bro. Cause and the sad part was the picture that you were talking, wasn't that like her niece or her daughter or something like that?
Yeah. So everything they were using was her fucking, I think her niece or some shit like that.
Right. Like, that's some grimy ass shit. The fuck you doing? You
know I know. Mean? It's fucked up, dude. It's fucked up.
That's what I feel bad about that. You know what I mean? Because that's just like, and then like when it comes to anything like money wise, did she ever ask you for money or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. She would always ask, but I'm not stupid. I won't give money out just like that.
Right. You ain't even going to show. You only showing your little corner of your face. And now you ask for money.
Right. Yeah.
Damn mind. See, but that's the fucked up part about it is. And that's where I thought, you know, you should have got a little suspicious. At least, you know, now in the future, like if this ever happens again, you got to be careful. Now,
I don't add no one on nothing anymore unless like I really know them.
Yeah, no, it's the only way to do it. There's too many people out there try to con over, you know, con you over and shit. But but you know, getting back kind of into the show, like, you know, like they had you, I guess you flew out to where she was.
We kind of live in the same state.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
We're both in Texas, and so we just drove where she was at.
Just another part of Texas.
Yeah.
After the whole show aired and everything, like, or not even aired, but when they were done doing this whole thing, like, you had no more contact with her at all. That was just it. Done.
So right after I met her and everything, as soon as we finished doing the recording and shit, as soon as I got in the car, I just fucking blocked her on everything and just I didn't want shit to do with her anymore. So ever since that day, I haven't talked to her.
Smart man. I bet she's probably still doing the same shit to other people.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure. From what I heard last time, I heard she has a whole bunch of different accounts.
Yeah, that's what they were saying on the show, that she was using her daughter, her niece, her that other girl, I guess, Amanda, who was her name or something like that.
Yeah. Amanda's the one who came out and said everything, she was the one who called Catfish.
Yeah, but on that show, I was a little confused because they were saying something about how that girl Amanda was involved with the whole thing, like that she initially set you up to begin with. Or she was setting up people to begin with. Did you ever hear anything like that afterwards, that girl Amanda was actually part of the whole scheme?
No, the only thing I know, that girl was using Amanda's daughter's pictures for to send to different people for money, you know?
Yeah. Try to con people out of money and shit.
Yeah, basically.
All right. So, I mean, you went through that whole experience. I mean, that's kind of a hell of an experience. At least at the end of it, you got to be on a TV show. It was kind of
At least I got to be on TV, you know?
Yeah. So a lot of it, I mean, it all worked out a little bit. You learned, you know, at least I know from you saying the show is actually legit, which I like because I'm a little skeptical of TV shows.
You see people text me hey, was the show scripted? Was the show scripted? No, it wasn't. It wasn't scripted. They didn't tell me what to say or not to say, you know?
They just legit asked for your story. I mean, I like that. That's actually cool. It makes it more real for me, at least, then, you know, knowing that.
For a while, though, because I've been a fan of Catfish since I was 14, 15.
Yeah.
So, I always thought it was scripted, you know?
Yeah, no, I always thought the same thing.
Real life, it's not scripted. It's cool, but it's not scripted at all.
Well, I mean, if it's not scripted, he's helping people out. You know what I mean?
Because
a lot of people are naive to it. You know, people fall in love and they don't want to hear anything. I mean, there's been a lot worse cases than yours out there. You know what I mean? Where people actually did give a lot of money to these people and stuff like that. Oh, you know?
Yeah, I've seen episodes where someone's gave someone over $1,000, $2,000 and shit like that.
Yeah, that's crazy to me. I would never give nobody money, especially if I just knew them over the internet. But so after the math though, man, what's good with you? What happened after the show? I know you were saying that you had a girlfriend. I know that was in the post thing.
Yeah, so I did get a girlfriend for a while the show, after the show. And
was it in real life or was it over the internet?
It was real life and shit.
That's
but
what I'm talking about. There we go.
We broke up because a lot of bullshit. She cheated, blah, blah, blah. So,
stifling. Damn. Bro, yeah. Shit happens though. At least, you know, it's in real life. It's not, listen, I know that sucks. Trust me, I've been through there too, my friend. But at the end of the day, it's much better than having just fake people talking to you over the internet. I'll tell you that much. So,
yeah.
And you live and learn, man. You live and learn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you do.
So, anything interesting, you know, in your regular life you've been going through after the show?
Not really.
No.
Trying to not talk to people over the internet.
That's smart. That's smart.
Yeah.
I know, because I know when I messaged you, I said, here, look, you can look up all my social media. Like, it's not no fake.
Yeah.
I was like, he's probably skeptical as shit of all these people.
Yeah. At first, I was like, what the fuck? Like, because this ain't my first podcast. I did another podcast, but it was with friends.
Oh, okay.
They had a podcast thing for a while, and I was one of the first guests on their show talking about the same shit, you know?
Yeah.
So it's cool to be on the podcast again.
Yeah. I mean, it's just good to talk, and especially for my audience. I know a lot of people are waiting to hear this podcast because, I mean, you have a pretty big, you know, fan base out there, people who know you from that show. You know, a lot of people, and a lot of people feel bad for you for what happened. But you know what? Yeah. The whole thing with it is you seem so positive about everything. You know what I mean? And that's the best part about it.
I'm a positive person, you know. I'm, for people who actually know me in real life, I'm like one of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
Mm. Yeah, so it's a shame that somebody would walk all over that.
Yep.
Yeah, so I mean, like, you know, you moved on from it. Even just for you to agree to be on the show and stuff like that just shows the personality, shows that you're open to let people know what's going on in your life. And, you know, I saw you getting mad, but at the same time, I would be mad too. I've been worse than you were, bro. I would be flipping.
I was pissed, but I knew they were recording, so I kept my cool the whole fucking time.
No, you got to be careful what you say, what you do.
But
I mean, yeah, that helped you get through it. Bugging the fuck out. But going into something else now, totally different. I know in the show, the original thing that caught my eye when you were talking, you said you were talking to this girl, was you guys used to talk about wrestling.
Yeah.
So my man here is definitely a wrestling fan. I've seen him posting and talking about that. Wrestling. Now, I'm a little bit older than you. How old are you?
I'm 22.
All right, so you're 22. I'm a little bit older than you. So I like the old school attitude era wrestling. Old school
wrestling, you know?
You got to get on.
My dad and my family, so.
Yeah.
I know a lot about the old, like the Von Erichs.
That's way old school. I'm talking about the attitude there. I'm talking about Stone Cold, The Rock.
Yeah, I know Stone Cold, Diesel.
Oh yeah,
all of them. Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah, that's definitely my era of wrestling, is that attitude era. So
yeah,
going into, who is your favorite wrestler of all time?
Oh, Eddie Guerrero.
Eddie Guerrero, I love that pick. That's a good one right there.
He's my favorite. Like, he was one of my all-time favorite wrestlers in the whole world.
You ever watch him, like, any videos of him back when he was in, like, WCW and stuff like
that? Yeah, I used to watch him when he had his long hair. And
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Eddie Guerrero.
Like WCW and all that shit. I still watch it.
I know. I have the WWE Network.
Yeah, same.
Oh yeah, it's the best. Yeah. You watch all the old stuff, man. It's the best. Yeah, no, those time periods with Eddie Guerrero, and you had Rey Mysterio, and you had all.
that was my favorite feud, the Rey Mysterio versus Eddie Guerrero feud.
Yeah, that was great. That was great. They had the child in the mix. Yeah, Dominic.
Yeah.
Bro, that was great. They had a match over custody of the show.
Yeah. I actually went to a wrestling show a few years ago.
Oh yeah, where'd you go?
Yeah, I went to the Royal Rumble. It came over here, and
in Houston, right?
No, San Antonio.
San Antonio. I know. Yeah. I did a podcast with this dude, Death Proof, Jay Harris. He was actually, I don't know if it was the San Antonio one, but he was actually he brought King Corbin out to the ring as like he was one of his like bodyguards.
I think that was San Antonio.
Was it San Antonio? I thought it was Houston for some reason, but yeah, he brought him out in like, you know how he came out in like the little chariot thing and yeah, whatever. He actually brought him out and he took a punch from Roman Reigns. So that was an interesting one.
When I went to the Royal Rumble, I got to see Undertaker there.
Oh, that's a fucking classic.
This was when Undertaker and Goldberg were all in the ring at the Royal Rumble. I think 2017, 2016.
Wow. That's some epic stuff, because Goldberg was always my favorite from WCW.
Yeah, Undertaker was, I love Undertaker. So it was like my first experience being at a real WWE event.
Oh, yeah.
But also seeing like your favorite wrestler in the ring.
I know. In real
life, it was badass.
I know. I mean, when I was younger, I used to go to a lot of events. So like, I remember going, seeing like Survivor Series. I went and seen WrestleMania. I went and saw so many wrestling events. They used to have just like non-TV events. So like, So you would get all like kind of like the mid cards. Sometimes you get like some, you know, bigger superstars who come out, but it was always just fun. Yeah. It's always just fun.
I went a few years ago. I went before, they had like, you know how sometimes they have like the indie, like the semi-pro wrestling, and they go to.
Oh
like,
yeah. Okay. I go to them too.
Yeah, I went one day and I got to meet Matt Hardy there.
Really? Matt Hardy?
Matt Hardy. I had like a full-on 30-minute conversation with him. Like he was just a normal fucking person.
That's wild. That's pretty big. Matt Hardy's huge, man. We
sat there for a good 30 minutes just talking and chilling.
I think the biggest superstars I seen at like one of those indie events was I saw Sabu. You know Sabu?
Yeah, I know Sabu.
From like ECW, yeah. Him and I saw what's his name? Jack. I can't think of his name. I can't think of it. Oh man. I'm like going I'm having on air blur, guys. So
yeah.
but either way, I saw them both out there and it was, you know, it was great. Because they're like normal, they're kind of beat up.
I got to meet Matt Hardy, Charlie Haas, which in real life is a fucking asshole.
Really?
Yeah, he called me a fat boy.
What?
Yeah, like, ooh, dude, I want to beat the fuck out of him in real life, dude.
Damn,
like,
bro.
He literally walked up to me because like I never really liked him. So when he came out, I was booing him. And he walked up straight to me and he looks at me, points at me, shut up, fat boy.
Wow.
And I was like, I looked at him, go, what the fuck?
Was he trying to be in character or something? That's fucking weird.
I don't know.
That's just fucking weird. That's nasty, bro. Fuck him.
And I got to meet him. He's an asshole. And I got to meet Jimmy Snuka.
Ooh, super fly.
He's cool. He's cool as fuck. Tajiri was there.
Okay.
But I didn't talk to him.
No, Tajiri, I remember him from, he was kind of back in the day too with the fucking spray shit.
Yeah.
People's faces. Yeah, he was a little badass little dude.
I was scared to go up to him.
Yeah, right? But it's just like, see, I like that you respect. You're a younger dude who respects the old school too.
Oh,
man.
Of course.
Because like, honestly, like wrestling these days, I don't really watch it that much. I don't know.
Like, I'll watch it every once in a while. But it's not as fun as how it was growing up.
Yeah. Especially for like somebody like your age or my age. It's more relatable for like, you know, 12 to like 16 year olds, I feel like. It's more PG, you know.
Yeah, because back then, like, it used to be bras and panties matches. And
that's right. Yeah, buddy.
Team DX with topless women and all that.
Yeah, like there's just a bunch of stuff. Stone Cold giving the middle finger. It was just, you know, The Rock calling people fucking jabronis. And
bro, I love the best. The Rock goes off character, off script, because it's so fucking funny.
Yeah, well, that's the thing now. They all stay so scripted now. Everything's written for them.
And everything you see, it's all written down in.
Yeah.
Back, they didn't give a fuck what you said as long as you sold out.
That's it. You just made money. Get that money for them, bro. Now they're all censored and shit. I can't. But I mean, I will say that they're mad athletic today, though. Way more athletic than they were back then.
Even the women now, like, it's badass to see the women fight. Because it's not like 3-4 minute matches and shit. They go on to do like 15-20 minute matches, you know? And that's badass. I love that.
Yeah. I mean, that's the one thing I will say. I've seen like mostly highlights and stuff with the women, you know, but the women these days are wrestling like crazy. It's not like gimmicky anymore where it's just like some big breasted woman comes out and it's just like flaunting. It's like they're literally doing some crazy moves.
They're hitting each other, banging each other on the mat and everything.
Yeah. No, it's definitely a different world. I wish the dudes would, you know, bulk up a little bit, stop being little.
Yeah.
But I mean,
now you got like Matt Riddle. He's good, but I don't know. He's not one of my favorites.
I like that dude Ricochet. Ricochet, he does some crazy shit. That little dude, fuck bro. Yeah. Yo, he's always doing some crazy ass shit. Yep. He's a badass little dude.
Ricochet's cool. But my favorite wrestler right now, I would have to say, I don't know, Roman Reigns.
Oh, see, that's the generic pick. Get out of here, Jesus. That's the generic pick.
It's not like, because I don't know.
Isn't he a bad guy now?
Yeah.
He's a bad dude now. Yeah, I guess that makes it better.
He's facing, I think they're going to have a triple threat at WrestleMania. With him, Daniel Bryan, and Edge.
There you go.
My man,
Edge.
I'm looking forward to see that match because I want Edge to win.
Yeah, I'm happy to see Edge back and at it, man. That's actually pretty cool.
He was out for years because of his neck injury.
Yeah, his neck was done. That's
nobody thought he was going to ever wrestle again.
I did. That's what they were saying, that his neck was so bad that he couldn't do it.
Yeah, he couldn't for a while.
I wonder what happened that just automatically now he can come back, you know?
Well, he's rich, so.
Of course,
he's probably had surgery and shit.
He got that stem cell surgery to just put it right. They just cut his neck out and just put a new neck in there. So there you go. Right. You're good to go.
Like, all right. You can wrestle again.
Well, then you don't
need a new neck.
You were talking about Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan went through the same thing with his neck.
Yeah. Right? Daniel Bryan did the same shit.
Right. And they always say they'll never wrestle again.
Yeah. He'll never wrestle again.
Years later.
Daniel Bryan's in the ring.
Yeah, motherfucker got a new neck too. He went to the same doctor. They're like, they're just giving necks out for nothing these days.
Free necks, I guess.
Free necks. Let me get that neck, bro.
Right. You break your neck in the ring, come to us.
Well, it's not free. It's that money. They got mad dough.
Well, it's free to them because they're rich as fuck.
Yeah, so it's like nothing.
That's paper money, like paper toys.
Right. But yeah, then again, the wrestlers don't make that much money, I don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, compared to like a baseball player or something like that, they're not making that.
But I'm pretty sure the ones who stick around, like Randy Orton, make hella money.
Probably, yeah. Because you're not just coming back for nothing when you got that type of name.
Yeah, because Randy Orton, well, if you think about it, Randy Orton, he's a second generation wrestler.
Yeah.
So is Roman Reigns and all them. They're generations and generations of wrestlers.
I know. Well, I mean, when you've been doing it for he's Randy Orton started in like the early 2000s, I think, something like
Yeah,
that.
he started, I think, 2001, 2002.
Yeah, and he just went straight through, basically.
Yeah, he started with Evolution, got titles, won titles, everything.
No. One other thing, you said you're in Texas, right?
Yes, sir.
What part of Texas are you from?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm from like South Texas.
South Texas.
Yes, sir.
So you got a lot of stuff going on down there, right? Right now,
Oh, yeah.
I heard shit's a little crazy down there.
Yeah.
Does any of that stuff affect like your daily life at all? Like what's going on at the
To
border and
be
shit
honest,
like that?
not really.
No.
But yeah.
Because they publicize it on like the news and everything else like
Oh,
that.
yeah.
Like shit. Like, are you close to the border or no?
From my town, we're probably like 2, 3 hours away from the border.
Oh, okay. So you're a little more inland than that,
Yeah.
but yeah, that was the one I've been watching on the news. I mean, I hate watching the news, but I do it anyway. And it's just like all the crazy stuff, and they basically make it sound like people like down there in Texas are just like frantic about the whole thing. But I was it's the same thing
It
that
doesn't bother me.
no, like it's the same thing with like in Jersey, like when they have something going on and they're like, oh, like everything's going to shit. It's like
Yeah.
nothing really affects me. Just like
Right.
propaganda shit that
What
goes on.
affected us the most was when we had that power outage for like a week because
Oh
of
yeah.
a freaking storm.
Yeah, no, I remember hearing that. Yeah, you guys were done.
Yeah.
Was it
Or,
was that snow? It was snow, right?
yeah. It snowed like literally all over Texas.
Yeah, global warming's a
And
bitch.
yeah, people were freaking out. They're like, oh, we got snow, we got snow. And I look at my brother, I go, dude, we seen snow growing up because we used to live like up in Dallas and it
Okay.
was snow there. Not a lot, but it was snow like
Somewhat.
more or less. So we got to see snow growing up,
Oh, come
me
to
and him.
Jersey,
So,
bro. You want to see snow? You come to Jersey, dog. Let me
dude,
tell you
I
some
want
snow.
for real.
I'm telling you, you come to Jersey with snow, man. We get 2, 3 feet of snow, bro.
See, I've always wanted to go to New Jersey because there's a wrestling thing I want to go to over there.
What is out here? What wrestling there?
It's Curt Hawkins Wrestling School.
Really? I didn't even know he had a wrestling school in Jersey.
Yeah, he has a wrestling school in New Jersey. One of my favorite, he's not like he I guess he's a pro wrestler, but he's not on TV anything. He has his own wrestling show there too. It's on YouTube. His name's
Okay.
Grim.
Okay.
And I used to watch him a lot, but he does wrestling, and if he has famous people on there a lot.
Oh yeah, that's
Yeah,
cool.
he has oh, what's his name? He used to come out with Carmella.
Carl, what's his name? Oh.
Chinless. He has no chin.
I don't know. Who, Carlito?
No, do you know Carmella, right?
Yeah, she wasn't she also an announcer?
No.
I might be thinking of somebody else.
Oh, what's his name? What's his name?
See that everyone's spacing out on the show right now.
Yeah.
It is what it is, but no, that's cool. I mean, I'll check that out. I like the underground wrestling things that they do doing.
Yeah, the wrestling thing I watch, dude, it's badass because they do whatever the fuck they want, and they go through tables, set each other on fire.
Oh,
It's cool,
yeah,
but
it's
so.
cool
It's
to.
called Silly Super Pop,
Silly.
the YouTube channel.
Wait a minute. It's called what? What
Silly
is
Super Pop?
Silly Super Pop?
Yeah.
Silly Super Pop. I'm gonna Google that. I mean, I'm gonna YouTube that. I'm gonna watch it. Some
Yeah,
silly.
his a lot of his old shit's pretty good. So he's based off in New Jersey. So
Oh,
that's
really?
cool too, yeah.
Well, I know New Jersey has a lot of a lot of wrestling lovers out here. Oh, I yes. definitely know that much. Yeah. Like I said, I like to stick to my WWE network, pop it on, watch some late 90s, early 2000s yeah, wrestling.
I think the thing I watch the most on there is WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant fought, I think, 14?
No, that was earlier than that.
Was it?
I want to say it was like WrestleMania 3.
Was it WrestleMania 3? I don't know.
I don't know my numbers so well, so nobody quote me out there.
Andre the Giant.
Yeah,
but that's one of my favorite matches of all time.
Yeah, when Hulk Hogan picked him up, slammed him on the mat.
Well, yeah.
Ooh, baby.
Dude.
That had to hurt. I'm
pretty sure, especially for Andre.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap up the cast now. I want to thank Jesus for coming on the show. And I hope, you're good in whatever endeavors. Go find yourself a girl in real life. Real life, Jesus.
Oh, I'm already looking forward to that.
All right, right now,
focusing on myself.
You get it. You get it, bro. All right, man. It was great to have you on. And just remember, everybody, I hope you have a good day, no matter what day you're listening to this podcast. And just remember, reverse the universe.